Let me ask you, people made a big deal last week about Tom Brady and how calm he was on that winning drive at the end of the game, and how calm he generally is under pressure like that. What do you see in him in that, and how does it affect you guys when you come on the field and see him in a critical situation? Do you say, oh, you know, this guy has everything under control?
At the end of the day, he controls his offense. You know, ain't nothing nobody can do about that. And he's a great quarterback.
Do you see, though, that are you surprised how calm he is no matter what the situation?
I mean, he's been playing ball for a long time. I mean, everybody have their emotions running high out there, but, you know, he's been playing ball for a long time, great ball. So, I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to have his own ways out there.
Thank you.
Muhammad, I know last time you guaranteed a victory against the Patriots. I was wondering if you had a guarantee this time around and if you got any kind of heat from your guarantee.
I don't know who told you. I guaranteed. I didn't guarantee anything. Words didn't come out of my mouth. But, you know.
Okay, no, I was wondering about the state of your run defense and how you guys have been able to come together. Coach Ryan said earlier today that you guys are really maturing nicely as a group.
At the end of the day, we out there, we're brothers, and we, you know, hold each other accountable and got each other's back. So as long as, you know, we keep playing ball, you know, and, you know, executing our game plan, and, you know, we lose the mental mistakes that we're having out there, you know, I think we'll be fine as a defense.
Muhammad, for the team, you guys have been win one, lose one all the way through week six now. What's been the issue with trying to string together some wins?
There's just a lot of little things that, you know, we're messing up out there as players, and we got to get those things corrected. Like I said, you know, just mental mistakes. And if we get those things fixed, I think we'll be better.
What's been the key to your first down defense?
What's the question again?
What's been the key to your first down defense? You guys lead the NFL in fewest yards allowed on first down.
Everybody's just doing their job. You know, we keep doing that. You know, we have a positive outcome rather than having any negatives.
But is it something mentally where you guys say, okay, let's get him in a long yardage situation?
I just had to say guys are doing their job, whether it be second and short and somebody's making a tackle for loss or it's a batted ball or which making the third and long. So, you know, it's just, you know, guys making plays and guys doing their job.
Muhammad, when you look at the Patriots offense, you guys controlled them pretty well in that first game. What was the key there, and what do you have to do this time around?
Key was executing the game plan. You know, whatever the call being played, I mean, excuse me, being called, and guys were going out there, you know, doing their job. You know, lining up where they're supposed to be, being in the right gap. If we do that, then, you know, on the back end, everybody keep their eyes on their man and do their assignment. I think, you know, we'll be fine.
How difficult is it to confuse a veteran quarterback like Brady, who's so good with different defenses? I mean, he's seen pretty much everything. Is there anything you can do to kind of get him flustered at all, where he's searching for what to do?
Well, you can't disguise. You know, you just say disguise, and you can't keep bringing pressure because at the end of the day, those guys are player two over there, and they have coaches, so...
How important is this game to you guys right now? Because you're starting a particularly tough three-game stretch here with the Bengals and Saints to come.
This game, every game is important, and not just because of the Patriots, not because, you know, it's a division opponent. Every game is important, just as this one.